Prologue. Quito, Ecuador's capital, stretches across a volcanic valley high in the Andes, at an altitude of 9,000 feet. Residents of this city, which was founded long before Columbus arrived in the Americas, are accustomed to seeing snow on the surrounding peaks, despite the fact that they live just a few miles south of the equator. The city of Shell, a frontier outpost and military base hacked out of Ecuador's Amazon jungle to service the oil company whose name it bears, is nearly 8,000 feet lower than Quito. A steaming city, it is inhabited mostly by soldiers, oil workers, and the indigenous people from the Shuar and Quechua tribes, who work for them as prostitutes and laborers. To journey from one city to the other, you must travel a road that is both tortuous and breathtaking. Local people will tell you that during the trip, you experience all four seasons in a single day. Although I have driven this road many times, I never tire of the spectacular scenery. Sheer cliffs, punctuated by cascading waterfalls and brilliant bromeliads, rise up one side. On the other side, the earth drops abruptly into a deep abyss, where the Pastaza River, a headwater of the Amazon, snakes its way down the Andes. The Pastaza carries water from the glaciers of Cotopaxi, one of the world's highest active volcanoes, and a deity in the time of the Incas, to the Atlantic Ocean, over 3,000 miles away. In 2003, I departed Quito in a Subaru Outback and headed for Shell on a mission that was like no other I had ever accepted. I was hoping to end a war I had helped create. As is the case with so many things we EHMs must take responsibility for, it is a war that is virtually unknown anywhere outside the country where it is fought. I was on my way to meet with the Shuars, the Quechuas, and their neighbors, the Achuars, the Zaparos, and the Shuiars, tribes determined to prevent our oil companies from destroying their homes, families, and lands, even if it meant they must die in the process. For them, this is a war about the survival of their children and cultures, while for us, it is about power, money, and natural resources. It is one part of the struggle for world domination and the dream of a few greedy men. Global empire. That is what we EHMs do best. We build a global empire. We are an elite group of men and women who utilize international financial organizations to foment conditions that make other nations subservient to the corporatocracy running our biggest corporations, our government, and our banks. Like our counterparts in the mafia, EHMs provide favors. These take the form of loans to develop infrastructure, electric generating plants, highways, ports, airports, or industrial parks. A condition of such loans is that engineering and construction companies from our own country must build all these projects. In essence, most of the money never leaves the United States. It is simply transferred from banking offices in Washington to engineering offices in New York, Houston, or San Francisco.